A business associate of mine sent me a message yesterday which I read, but now I'd like to read it again and reply to it. Click inside the Folders box. Using your up arrow key, highlight the Inbox folder and then press Enter. Here's the message. Please click it. To read more of the message, you can use the scroll bars. Look this over, then click inside the scroll bar. Before we reply to this message, I want to point out a few ways you can work with the messages in most of your folders. The toolbar and menu bar offer a lot of tools, but the most common ones can be found just by right-clicking a message. Go ahead and right-click where the red arrow is pointing. The open item opens up the message in a separate window, and the print item prints out a hard copy of the message. You can move or copy the message to any of the other three folders, and you can also delete the message. The Reply to Author item lets you reply to this message without actually creating a brand new mail message. And the Reply to All item sends a reply to everyone who received this message. Look these over, then click to continue. Let's send a reply. I'll highlight Reply to Author, then you click it. This window is similar to the new message window we used earlier. Notice that Explorer automatically entered the email name of the person who originally sent the message. This email name represents the email address down here. The subject field is also filled in, and the RE prefix means I'm replying to the original subject. Explorer also automatically entered a copy of the original message. This feature is helpful sometimes, but if you don't want this to happen, you can turn off the feature using the Mail Options box. We'll look at those options later in the lesson. I'll go ahead and type my reply. You might be wondering how I can send a copy of a letter along with an email message. Well, Explorer cleverly lets me do that. I'll show you. First, click the Insert File button, which has a picture of a paperclip on it. Any piece of information that's stored as a file can be attached to an email message. In this case, the file is located in a folder on my C drive, so it's easier if we just type in the full path name of the document. Follow the instructions to do this. Good. Now click the Attach button. An icon representing the file is located down here. Now we're ready to send the message to the Outbox folder. Click the Send button now. Click OK. The last thing we need to do is click the Send and Receive button. Since we're attaching a letter, it will take a little longer to send. The Send and Receive window's status bar will give a progress report on this. Please click the button now.